Tickle.
Hey, that's John Lunger.
And we are going to improvise a Wikipedia post and attempt to do a better job than the collective intelligence of the entire world that is collected on Wikipedia.
Yeah, because sometimes Wikipedia is bad and it doesn't know things.
And I feel like a lot of times Wikipedia is bad and doesn't know things. And we're two smarties, sort of. And I feel like we can give it a run for its money.
Yes.
For those keeping score, right now, Glenn and John have one. Wikipedia has one. And we have one tie.
Yeah. So I think we're that means we're tied across the board.
It's true.
So we've just been using a random noun generator. I put on Facebook, I suggested that people leave a comment with a noun they want to know more about.
Okay.
I did that just a few minutes ago, so we only have a few suggestions. So I'm going to say pick a number between 1 and 5.
4.
Good, because if you said 1, it would be a problem, because 1 was Glenn Tickle. Somebody wants to know more about me.
Right, and I feel like if you don't get that right, there are bigger problems at play.
And I think I might be on Wikipedia, but I don't remember. Okay. I know the movie I made is, and I'm mentioning it, but I don't know if I have a standalone Wikipedia page. But even if we did, it wouldn't be very robust, and we would have dominated. Number 2 was starfish. I think would have been a good one. That would have been fun. Number 3, potassium. Great. Great suggestion from my cousin Dan. But number 4, I think you're going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting on this one, I think. Number 4 is zombie.
Zombie, okay.
Suggestion by John Paul Coulter. He's another local comedian that we know. And great guy with just a hell of a shoe collection. But he wants to know more about zombies, so let's do this.
I don't want to freak you out, but I want to be honest with you as my friend and colleague. Zombies, my least favorite of like the entire supernatural kind of genre.
I thought you were going to say your least favorite Cranberry song.
I mean, honestly, only Cranberry song I know off the top.
And then now that
I
said that, I'm not even positive it's a Cranberry song. It's a screaming Irish lady.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's Cranberry.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, you're in the right universe, right? Like, if there was a cinematic universe of screaming Irish pop, you know, you're there.
I have to look. I know. I feel like the spirit of the podcast is not to look this up, but I had to. Yeah, it's the Cranberries.
Good.
Because didn't that lady die?
Yeah, she did recently pass.
Yeah, I think that's
sad.
Why I remember that.
Yeah.
What it was. All right, so.
Setting yourself up for a really great zombie Cranberry joke.
Yeah.
We're not going to take the opportunity, though. Let's just move on. Zombies are the undead.
Zombies are the undead. They're not real, but there's legit cultural influences that led to what we believe, but what we understand as zombies today.
Right, and in fact, like dystopian zombie art typically has a resurgence in times of political unrest, historically speaking. So probably a reason why The Walking Dead is so popular right now.
Also, I feel like zombies don't explicitly have racist overtones, but it does. I think it's a whole, like you said, with political unrest, I think... zombie stories thrive when there's like fear of an other,
right?
Of some kind,
of something that is not like the homogeneous group.
Yeah,
yeah. A bit of a bummer to start on.
I don't like zombies.
I don't either. That's the thing. Like, they're super popular, and I'm just not into it.
Mostly, on its face, I don't like zombie stuff because it's gross. I don't like watching gross stuff. I don't want to watch your face fall off your face and then somebody bite your ear. I don't like gory stuff. I don't like sad stuff. I don't want to watch somebody's shambling grandma come at them.
Shambling grandma sounds like a Improv 101 team name.
No, for sure.
Love that. Love that. Dibs on that. No,
feel
one
free. I have a list. I wrote a list of improv team names that was, I think, 80 something things long. And I think the only one I told people they weren't allowed to use was Flurbus.
Oh, that's real good.
Because Flurbus is mine forever.
That's real good. Okay, so zombies, right?
Zombies.
Let's talk. So zombies are the undead. There are a number of ways to start a zombie situation, right? There's often a virus.
Yeah.
That feels like a more modern thing. Sometimes there can be some sort of supernatural or satanic type spell or awakening that causes
that situation. I think that's more
of
the
historical.
The historic idea of a zombie is more of like, I want to say specifically, I think it's a thing in like voodoo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Where are you going with that, Glenn?
I'm trying to remember if that's what it is. That's what I'm thinking of. I think it is. I think it's a thing in voodoo culture that you can bring people back from the dead as zombies.
But they're like shells of them former selves.
Yeah, they're not all there. So typically in like early zombie stories, I think the lesson is, hey, don't do this.
Right.
Like just let go, let people be dead.
It's usually a strong it's a consequence, right? Like usually the arrival of zombies is tied directly to humanity doing something wrong.
Yeah. So you're either
An individual or a faceless corporation or society in general, right? That's usually the catalyst for the undead.
Whatever causes the zombies usually isn't like the good guy of the story.
Right.
But I feel like even then with early zombie stories, I feel like it's has a background in slavery in terms of like, oh, we can bring back these people from the dead and then just make them do whatever we want. Zombies are typically being until fairly recently, zombies were controlled.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're talking about like the slow zombie versus the fast zombie.
Yeah.
Right. So like the slow zombie, like honestly, they sort of just kind of plod along and like feels relatively defeatable.
But I mean,
except for a horde like situation, right? Like their power is in number, where they're just overwhelming you as opposed to.
But I mean, like specifically early zombie stories, where it's isn't that Steve? Nah, Steve died. That guy looks like Steve. He's acting funny because he's a zombie and somebody's controlling him, making him do stuff.
Right.
But
So, like, I think by that logic, you're saying Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery.
That's a zombie story.
Is a zombie story. But
I never really thought of that,
I
think you're right. It is.
Because they figure out if they bury their pet somewhere, their pet comes back, but their pet's weird.
Yep.
Okay. And I have not seen or read it.
Oh, man. You should see it.
Hmm.
You know,
no thanks.
You literally, I'm a bad listener. Yeah, you just explained why that's not going to happen.
I don't want to watch a movie about a bunch of dead pets.
Hmm.
I want to watch Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, where they all get home safely at the end and say fun stuff along the way.
Wait, what? Spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. That movie's 1,000 years old. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, zombies.
Yeah, so
I think they're incredibly popular.
They're very popular now, but I think how we think of them now is entirely because of George Romero.
Yep.
Creator of Night of the Living Dead and its sequels. In terms of he took vague concepts of what zombies were in different cultures and solidified it into what you, the listener, in the year 2018 are probably thinking of when you hear the word zombie, right? They are the reanimated corpse of a dead person. They want to eat your brains.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think it was specifically brains in Night of the Living Dead. I think it was just, I think brains came later from something, another specific place.
And I almost wonder if the brains thing actually had that like powerful origin story, if it's like sort of like a Mandela effect type thing where we just all assume, oh no, zombies have always been after brains.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, I don't know the origin, so I feel like we should definitely make one up. So George Romero created not zombies, but
modernized
what we think
them
of as modern zombies, and not fast zombies. We would say slow, mm-hmm, slow zombies was him. In Night of the Living Dead and its sequels. Let's say the brains thing came in the third one.
Great, yeah.
The Day of the Dead was the second one, yeah. So the week...
The fortnight.
The mid-afternoon of the dead. What's the one... The day is the one where they're in the mall. You
have day, dawn, night.
No, night's first.
Well, so night...
Dawn of the Dead, that's the third one.
So dawn. Dawn.
That's
the
one where they're like in a bunker a lot.
I haven't seen any.
It
of
is.
These.
I'm just gonna say it confidently, even though I've only seen the first one. Yeah, that's the one where they're like, "Oh, they really love brains, huh?"
And everybody's like, "Yeah, we've been saying that for two movies."
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely remember Nelson Mandela dying. So Fast Zombies came along later.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
go out on a limb and say it was 28 days later.
It was 28 days later.
Was the Fast Zombie?
Was that? I don't know if that's the first time a zombie moved fast, but the term Fast Zombie, I believe, is
right. And they were fucking fast.
They
right?
were.
They were zipping around. Zippity doo.
Look at them little sprinters.
Yeah.
Bunch of Usain Bolts out there. That's yeah. a fast man.
Very fast. World's fastest man.
Number one boy.
How's the world's fastest man? Race against the world's fastest zombie. Do fast zombies get, I mean, like, that's superhuman speed at that point, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the edge goes to fast zombie in that race.
I think so. In with fast zombie logic, which doesn't make any sense, but neither does regular zombie logic, like, mm-hmm. your muscles are deteriorating because you're dead. You're not going to go super fast. I don't care if you have a weird form of rabies.
Right.
Oh, no. Rabies was the one, was a different, it was like a found footage one where they specifically said that it was a form of rabies.
All right. Well, let's go ahead.
But 28 days later was the rage, was the virus.
Okay.
In that, which I think it might have, in 28 weeks later, might have been, again, they might have been like, oh, yeah, it's kind of like rabies. Because rabies messes with your brain, you get all foamy at the mouth.
Sure.
You get a little bitey.
Right. I mean, there is definitely there is that, like, that super virus fear in a lot of modern zombie movies, right? Like World War Z, like those. I mean, there is a distinct narrative that mankind is going to do something, playing God in terms of super virus
gonna,
or whatever.
We're going
to
goof
make
something up.
Zombies, right? I mean, like, to a certain extent, you could even argue, like, light zombie-like overtones to Alan Moore's V for Vendetta, almost, even. I don't actually... like, super bug fear, you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, that kind of spirals out.
Yeah, there was a... That was...
Let's go back to. Let's go. I lost
it.
You. You're like, no, I don't want
to. No,
call
I'm just
you
trying to remember. I'm like, I don't remember any zombies in Vietnam.
No, they're not zombies.
But
it's
yeah,
a super
that,
bug
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
government conspiracy. We're playing God type thing.
Yeah, they're doing weird experiments on,
right.
on V.
And like, arguably, with that in mind, I would say that, you know, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein has to be the precursor to a lot of zombie, right? Reanimating the dead. Now, I'm not talking the book. The book is fantastic, and the book is nothing like what we know as Frankenstein,
yeah.
right? Like, that's all made up for the early movie that was made, which is nothing like the book.
No.
But that reanimating the dead part of it is sort of like the grandfather.
As a fun footnote on our Wikipedia entry, Hallmark made a Frankenstein movie that was very true to the book and was... It was very good at being a movie version of the book, but a little slow as a movie, which is why the movie's not just the book, because
right.
they're a different medium. But if you want a Frankenstein movie that is a lot more like the book, go for the Hallmark one that came out, and I want to say like 2004.
Wow. That is a fun footnote.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, and I feel like this Wikipedia page is going to be just a list of movies anyway, so let's just rattle them all off.
Yeah. Well, I think we got to go who's the number one zombie?
I mean,
all time.
All time? I mean, I think you got to go with the George Romero's, right? Like, first in. Like, they have long-lasting kind of influence, right? For me personally, the only zombie movie that comes to my head that I actually enjoy is Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Which is a pastiche. Not even really technically I mean, it is a zombie
movie. It's 100% a zombie movie. It's just also a romantic comedy as well. It's not any less a zombie movie.
But just for shits and giggles and for time here, you got iZombie, the graphic novel, and the TV series. Obviously, The Walking Dead is the most popular thing right now.
But I mean, like, specific zombie.
Specific zombie.
Yeah.
Like, zombies don't... Like, that's a good question.
Is it like... I'm trying to think, because I don't watch a lot of zombie stuff, but I know, like, in Gremlins, there's, like, Spike...
Right.
And then in the second one, there's all kinds of different gremlins. But
like
the gremlins, there's a there's a horde of gremlins, and then there's a few standout gremlins.
I am unaware I can't think of any famous individual zombie. That's a great point.
Other than, see, you know how I said I didn't care about spoiling Homeward Bound?
Right.
What about Shaun of the Dead? How do you feel about spoiling that?
I mean, I love it. I've seen it, so
that's like at least 10 years ago, right?
Right, and I feel like we've had enough lead up to it now that our listeners could stop listening.
Cool, great. His friend Nick Frost dies and becomes a zombie, and then they're still buddies at the end, and it's kind of adorable.
Yeah,
he's the number one zombie.
He is the number one zombie. He's playing PlayStation in a shed by slamming his hands on the keys.
He's a fun zombie boy.
Yeah, fun zombie boy. Are we missing anything for this Wikipedia page? I don't think there's going to be any, like...
The reason people care about zombies. I feel like...
I think we covered that, right? It's times
because they're afraid of...
Social discontent.
They're afraid of people not like themselves.
Yeah.
They're afraid of losing control.
Yeah.
They're afraid of viruses.
Do you think there's going to be any, like, junk science on there of, like, people trying to explain, like, how it actually happens?
Yeah, and there are... you can find like listicles of like 10 zombies in the animal world of like examples of parasites that take over like ant brains and stuff.
But I'm really glad that you said that, 'cause I feel like it's not going to be there and we're going to get points for that.
I think it is. It'll probably be there. But yeah, there's parasites that can take over and make you behave in a way that's not really yourself, but it mostly affects, like, a specific kind of animal.
We had the cranberries, so we nailed that.
Yeah.
Oh, famous zombie, Bill Murray.
Yes.
Zombieland.
Zombieland, Bill Murray.
That's a fun film. I like that movie.
I think I might give it
like.
To Bill Murray over Nick Frost now that I said that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun movie.
Oh, although, you know what? To spoil another movie,
why not?
Never mind.
Okay.
I'll just say never mind. He doesn't count.
Got it.
I think they came out a few years apart.
True.
I don't know. Right. Look, I don't love spoiling things. It's your fault if you haven't seen Zombieland.
It's pretty old now.
You're listening to this podcast and not watching 2006's Zombieland or whenever that movie came out.
Right. Well, we'll probably find out. I'm going to the zombie Wikipedia page.
Do it.
Let's see how we did, Glenn.
So the image appears to be a shot from Night of the Living Dead.
It is, in fact, George Romero's Night of the Living Dead is considered the progenitor, if you will, of fictional zombie modern culture. So, yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, we already said that, Wikipedia.
And Glenn, you're going to be really excited. Zombie, which comes from the Haitian-French zombie and Haitian Creole zombie, is a fictional undead being created through reanimation of a human corpse.
Mm-hmm.
So love that. You know, that Haitian-French kind of voodoo thing. You sort of nailed it there.
Yeah. See, I know things about things, even if I don't like those things.
Zombies are most commonly found in horror and fantasy genre works. No shit. Thanks for that. The term comes from Haitian folklore, where a zombie is a dead body reanimated through various methods, most commonly magic. Modern depictions of the reanimation of the dead do not necessarily involve magic, but often invoke science fictional methods such as carriers, radiation, mental diseases, vectors, pathogens, scientific accidents, etc. The English word zombie is first recorded in 1819 in a history of Brazil by the poet Robert Southey. In the form zombie, that's zombie, Z-O-M-B-I. The Oxford English Dictionary gives the origin of the word as West African and compares it to Congo words, zambi, meaning god, and zumbi, meaning fetish. Zombies have a complex literary heritage with antecedents ranging from Richard Matheson to H.P. Lovecraft to Mary Shelley. Yeah, feel like we're nailing it here.
I don't want to get into it, but since Wikipedia brought up to, I would argue that Frankenstein is not a zombie.
No, and they're not saying that it is a zombie. They're saying it owes kind of like some ties to it, right?
There's some overlap there, sure.
There is, yeah. All right, so moving forward. They cover the etymology of the word a little bit more, but it's just kind of a recrap.
Do they say who the number one zombie is? And is it Nick Frost?
Not yet. The creatures in contemporary zombie films came to be called zombies is not fully clear. We don't know why. Night of the Living Dead made no spoken reference to its undead antagonists as zombies. They described them instead as ghouls.
I was going to say that because that's one bit of zombie trivia that I did know.
Yeah. The word zombie is used exclusively by Romero in his 1978 script for his sequel Dawn of the Dead. So there was a change there. Folk beliefs. It's a Haitian tradition. Zombies are widely featured in Haitian rural folklore as dead persons physically revived by the act of necromancy of a bokor, a sorcerer, or a witch. The bokor is opposed by the, I don't know how to say that word, priest, and the mambo or priestess of the formal voodoo religion. So again, way to go, Glenn. You know, some more great stuff there in terms of,
man, this is a beefy
African tradition, Haitian slavery. Article. You kind of had it here. Scholars associated Haitian zombie with African cultures. A connection has also been suggested to the island's indigenous people, partly based on an early account of native shamanist practices written by a monk who was a companion of Christopher Columbus. So you kind of have some a little bit of that racism in there. Origin of zombie beliefs. This is sort of the junk science I was talking about a little bit. Several decades after some Harvard ethnobiologist presented a pharmacological case for zombies in a 1983 paper. Yeah, don't care. Super boring. This is a really chunky, beefy, meaty Wikipedia page.
Just a real rotting, fleshed out article. Instead of fleshed out, I said rotting fleshed out.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Because of zombies.
There's a section on the evolution of the zombie archetype. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff about modern fiction and film and television. There is a list of zombie films linked, of course. George A. Romero and the modern zombie films.
Is there an earlier one?
Well, the 1930s with White Zombie, directed by Victor Halperin in 1932, being one of the earliest examples.
Right on.
Yeah. You got sections for the 80s and 90s, the 2000s, the Japanese zombie films, Western zombie films, the zombie apocalypse as a subgenre.
That seems fair. That's a newer thing, right? The idea that one zombie means everyone's going to be a zombie.
Yeah. Well, there's a section here called subtext, and the usual subtext of a zombie apocalypse is that civilization is inherently vulnerable to the unexpected, and that most individuals, if desperate enough, cannot be relied on to comply with the author's ethos. So the narrative of a zombie apocalypse carries strong connections to the turbulent social landscape of the United States in the 60s, when Night of the Living Dead provided an indirect commentary on the dangers of conformity, a theme also explored in the novel The Body Snatchers, and Invasion of the Body Snatchers later. So yeah, we nailed that too.
Heck yeah.
There's a section on anime and manga. There's a section on art. There's a section on video games. There's a section, oh, this is interesting, in government media. On 18 May 2011, the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention published a graphic novel, Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. It was a fun new way of teaching the importance of emergency preparedness.
Yeah. There's also there's like a zombie survival guide handbook. That's similar, like it's written as a way to prepare for zombies, but also just has like some practical advice in there.
Huh. This is one that really hurts that we missed. We missed any mention of Michael Jackson's Thriller. That's a huge.
We did really drop the ball on.
We did. Thriller. And then it keeps going. There's a section about social activism and zombies, which apparently organized zombie walks.
Yeah, they're very.
Are used in politically motivated
group,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then even some reference of some theoretical academic papers. And then a shit ton of references.
So many references.
I don't know, Glenn. I got.
I think we did well, but I think Wikipedia has this one.
Yeah, we definitely fought to the end, yeah. But...
we hit a lot of the big points.
Yeah.
We missed Thriller.
I mean, I would say that we functionally are the Cliff Notes version of the zombie Wikipedia page.
Yeah, this is a big page. You don't have time to read it all. Listen to our nonsense for the first half of this episode, and then go give a book report or whatever.
So we are now, in fact, losing. Wikipedia has got one more win than we do.
I'm fine with that. I'm not naturally competitive.
Well, then maybe at some point we'll probably stop keeping score.
That's, you know what, I because I didn't play sports as a kid. My therapist told me that I never learned how to compete in a healthy way. Huh. So if I'm losing at something, I get unreasonably upset.
Huh. It's good to know.
But I don't see Wikipedia as a real thing to be losing to.
Okay. That's good.
So
that's
I'm
good.
Fine with it. Okay. But when I was losing, when we were doing your fun 7 game show.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
The only game show inspired by the holiday season in the 1998 neo-noir serial killer thriller movie.
I was losing for a 7. Little bit, and I was very upset.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, that's it for this episode. So we end every way that we normally do. We try to come up with a piece of nonsense that we could pass off as a fact on this Wikipedia page. I gotta say, I feel like this is one of the more regulated.
Yeah, a lot of nerds keeping a close eye on that zombie page.
You know, I gotta say, there's a surprising lack of The Walking Dead on here. There's one sentence in Western zombie films, and it literally is just in 2013, the AMC series The Walking Dead had the highest audience ratings in the United States for any show, broadcast, or cable, with the average blah, 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 blah. And that's really it. So, like, whoever's upkeeping this page, not a real big fan of The Walking Dead. I don't even see. I mean, maybe I missed it, but I don't even really see a graphic novel reference, which you think it would be in there.
Here's the fact I want people to slip in there.
All right.
Slip in that the first mention of zombies wanting to eat brains was in Dawn of the Dead, where one of the scientists says, "Wow, they really love brains, huh?" And you have to include that quote as part of it, or it's not fun.
Love it. You nailed it. That's Glenn Tickle.
That's John Lunger.
Remember to subscribe and rate and do whatever they say at the end of other podcasts, because that's probably good for us, too.
It's good for everybody. It's good for the children.